Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Ike Ajachin. Two Israeli women, both of them senior citizens, both released by Hamas, although their husbands are still being held. Sharon Lifshitz's 85-year-old mother and father were kidnapped from kibbutz on October 7th.
My mom and my dad were separated at the very beginning, and so we do not know, for my mom's story, what happened to my dad.
She says her mother and the other hostage, who is 79, were treated well and shared food with about two dozen other hostages and their captors. ABC's Mary Bruce.
The president has made clear that getting these hostages out is his top priority. And the president is also working to try and get more humanitarian aid into Gaza. And while publicly the White House insists they are not going to dictate Israel's military response, behind closed doors, we have learned that they are urging caution, pressing Israel to delay its ground invasion, hoping to buy time to get more hostages out and more aid in.
This is ABC News. General Motors this morning saying earnings this year will be down by at least $800 million, all because of the auto workers' strike. The UAW started its walkout against Detroit's Big Three back in September. A Halloween celebration in a St. Louis suburb landing a cop in jail.
It happened during a school-sponsored trick-or-treating event over a week ago with hundreds of parents and children in the St. Louis suburb Kirkwood. A police document says an off-duty officer, Matthew McCullough, told several people that they were all going to die. Police say after a man pushed him to the ground, McCullough lifted his shirt to show a handgun and badge, then shot into the air at least a dozen times, shouting that all attendees would die. Police say McCullough is no longer a cop, jailed on $500,000 bail. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
And it turns out the moon is a lot older than we thought. Scientists going over rocks brought back by Apollo 17 now say the initial estimates on its age were off by about 40 million years. Ike Ajachin, ABC News.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-567-2261. 800-567-2261. 800-567-2261.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ayler. One person is dead after a Monday night police shooting at a Germantown school. Wisconsin Department of Justice says Germantown police responded to a person acting erratically in the parking lot of Kennedy Middle School. After the person climbed onto the school's roof, two officers followed. The person then fired a gun at officers who returned the gunfire. Person who shot at the officers died at the scene. During the incident, anywhere from 50 to 70 students were inside the school, which the Germantown School District says was placed on lockdown due to a school safety threat. No one else was injured. Classes in the Germantown District have been canceled for today. Following a U.S. Supreme Court ruling, a bill from Republican state lawmakers would prohibit race-based college admissions.
The bill from Representative Nick Rettinger of Mukwonago and Senator Eric Wimberger of Green Bay would require existing grant programs provide financial support to disadvantaged students instead of minority students and eliminate requirements in state law that aim to boost minority representation. This comes amid calls by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss for the universities of Wisconsin to eliminate diversity, equity, and inclusion positions. The Republican lawmakers cite the Supreme Court ruling, which found colleges and universities cannot consider race as a factor in admissions. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A Janesville woman is accused of packing heat at a school. A woman allegedly walked onto the playground at Janesville's Van Buren Elementary with a loaded gun the afternoon of September 27th to pick up her boyfriend's children. The boyfriend warned her not to, but 41-year-old Danielle Reince told police and school officials that her ex-husband was a police officer, and She thought if police can carry guns on school grounds, anybody can. Well, they can't, and Reince is charged with felony possession of a firearm on school grounds.
Native American children. Many live in poverty and face some very tough days. But they also have great days. And the days they love most, they happen here at St. Joseph's Indian School.
I love learning with my friends.
Playing music.
Lunchtime!
Math. And speaking of math, here are some awesome numbers.
96% of St. Joseph's Indian School students graduate high school. That's 10% higher than the national average. For almost 100 years, St. Joe's has been giving Native American children days they love and educating them for life. Learn more at stjo.org today.
A Milwaukee man and three men from Illinois stole over $11 million in COVID relief funds by faking a country.
The Journal Sentinel reports that Aziz Hassan Bey, who is also known as Chauncey Hooks, and the three other men claim to be from the fake country of Al-Muraq. They set up a phony consulate in Milwaukee and used that fake country to claim numerous benefits during the pandemic. They also used their bogus diplomatic status to clear liens from luxury cars. They were convicted of 18 charges in total this month. Bay and his conspirators are set for sentencing in February. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And leave it to Beaver. Nearly 3,000 people near Mitchell International Airport in Milwaukee were without power late Monday morning. It's after a tree came into contact with utility equipment. We Energies reported that the tree fell into equipment after a beaver gnawed at its trunk and caused it to tip. Crews restored power to those affected by the busy beaver's work within a couple hours. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. John R. Sharp, age 87, of Butternut, died on Thursday, October 19th at Park Manor Nursing Home in Park Falls. He is survived by his wife, Donna of Butternut, by two children, James Sharp of Colonial Heights, Virginia, and by Jean Barocca of Fifield. Survived also by three grandchildren and further survived by two great-grandchildren, along with other relatives and friends. Funeral services to be held at First Congregational United Church of Christ in Park Falls on Wednesday, October 25th, 11 a.m. Reverend Jill Lemke will officiate. Visitation to be held at the church on Wednesday from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for John R. Sharp, age 87, Butternut. Janet K. Kasowitz, age 68, Fifield, died on Saturday, October 14th, at Marshfield Medical Center in Park Falls. She is survived by her husband of 46 years, Frank, and their four children, William Bill Kasowitz, Jesse Kasowitz, Brandy Lyon, and Frankie Kasowitz. Further survived by seven grandchildren, and by six siblings, Helen Bullwig, Phyllis Bullwig, Carrie Hansen Williams, by Peggy Megan, Melanie Hansen, and Steve Hansen. Survived also by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. A celebration of life to be held Saturday, November 11th at Northwoods Supper Club in Fifield from 12 noon to 4 p.m. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Janet K. Kasowitz, 66, Fifield. Eugene Earl Hine, age 71, Park Falls, died unexpectedly on Friday, October 20th at Marshfield Medical Center in Park Falls. He is survived by his three children, Jack Hine of Glendale, Arizona, by Shanna Sellers of North Manchester, Indiana, and by Randy Hine of Denton, Texas. Survived also by three grandchildren, by one great-grandson, by his brother Jeff Hine of Medford, and by his sister Roberta Hannanen of Highbridge, and by nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. A graveside service with military honors will be announced at a later date. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for veteran Eugene Earl Hine, age 71, Park Falls. Patricia Ann Schwenke, 92, Park Falls, died on Wednesday, October 18th at the Waterford. She is survived by her two children, Max Ackerman of Mercer, and by Diane Schwenke of Crestville, Tennessee. Survived also by six grandchildren, by four great-grandchildren, and many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. A private service will be held at a later date. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Patricia Ann Schwenke, 92, Park Falls.
The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com.
The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice.
When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips. All right, we got Pete on the line with us from Wheelway, right on Highway 13 in Fifield. And Pete, people have been busy this summer traveling, hitting those potholes. Maybe the brakes are squealing. You guys help them out with a little service work there, right?
Absolutely. We have master certified mechanics ready to help you out. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, oil change, your brakes, your tires, even a new engine. We're ready to help you out.
All right. And people can check out that shop where you got all kinds of specials for the service department, right?
Hey, you know what? We're the home of the $39.95 oil change and many discounts off brakes, tires, mufflers, engines, transmissions, whatever it is. Make sure you check your local shopper out and save money today.
All right. They can go online for their service appointment or they can give you a call there, right?
Absolutely. Give us a call at 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
All right. Wheelway right there in Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-567-2261. 800-567-2261. 800-567-2261.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Football season is back, and no matter which home team you root for, there's one thing everyone in the Midwest can agree on.
If you're tailgating or grilling at home, nothing beats a freshly baked Village Hearth bun. An old-fashioned hot dog bun is the perfect accompaniment for a brat or a hot dog and all the toppings your little heart desires. And for the best burgers, you just can't beat the Village Hearth classic bun. So head to the store and pick up some Village Hearth buns. The weekend is almost here.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Mostly cloudy for today, showers and storms in the area. Highs top out near 58 degrees. Winds variable around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, more showers, storms still possible. Lows drop to 46. Winds north around 5 miles per hour. Wednesday, few showers stay possible before noon. Otherwise, cloudy. Highs make it into the upper 50s. Winds remain north around 5 miles per hour. Wednesday night, mainly cloudy. Chance for showers redeveloping. Storm is also possible again. Lows fall back to 48. And then Thursday, showers likely. Storms continue to be possible as well, especially before noon. I'm Phil Jensko in the Weatherology Weather Center. Right now, it's 46.
It's time once again to check in with Northwoods Realty for today's neighborhood news.
Northwoods Realty, this is Carrie. How can I help you?
Hi, Carrie. Joel here at the radio station. How are we doing today?
Good, Joel. How are you?
Great, great, great. We're looking for some neighborhood news today. Carrie, what do you have to share with us today?
Oh, alrighty. It's been a crazy year. We've added more than 20 new rentals to the vacation rental program and have even more coming soon. Condos and cabins on water, an adorable farmhouse on acreage, Long Lake, Schnur Lake, a couple east of Park Falls, a few west of Phillips, and even one up in Ashland just a few minutes away from the Shawamigan Bay. We have plenty of places on beautiful, crisp snowmobile trails to get ready for a winter trip, and it's never too early to plan for next summer's vacation, too. Visit upnorthvacationlodging.com to see all of our current inventory and book any cabin right online. And if anyone has any questions, Joel, they can reach me here at the Northwoods Realty and Property Management Office. I'm happy to help.
Very good. We'll check in again later, Carrie, for more neighborhood news. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks, Joel. You too.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-567-2261. 800-567-2261. 800-567-2261.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. Major League Baseball, the Arizona Diamondbacks got the early jump on the Philadelphia Phillies to force a Game 7 in the National League Championship Series.
The Diamondbacks forced a 7th and a deciding game in the National League Championship Series with a 5-1 win over the Phillies. Arizona scored 3 runs in the top of the 2nd inning on back-to-back home runs from Tommy Pham and Lourdes Gurriel Jr. Later in the inning, they get an RBI double by Evan Longoria.
You're going to get some mistakes throughout the course of the game. In the last game, I don't think we took advantage of that as much. We didn't chase as much today, and the pitches that he did throw in the zone, we were able to put on the barrel.
Merrill Kelly picked up the win. Michael Luongo, Philadelphia.
Game 7 is tonight in Philadelphia. The winner plays the Texas Rangers in the World Series beginning on Friday. This is SRN Sports. In the NFL Monday night game, Kirk Cousins threw for 378 yards and two touchdowns to lead the Minnesota Vikings past the San Francisco 49ers 22-17.
Cousins connected with rookie Jordan Addison on a pair of scores to help the Vikings win their second straight and improve to 3-4. Addison caught seven balls for 124 yards. Christian McCaffrey ran for a touchdown and caught one as well, but it wasn't enough for his 49ers, which dropped their second straight to fall to 5-2.
Correspondent Denny Kapp reporting. Off the field, the defending NFC champion Philadelphia Eagles have traded for two-time All-Pro safety Kevin Byard to help a banged-up secondary. The Tennessee Titans and Eagles confirm they swapped Byard to Philadelphia for safety Terrell Edmonds. In just one game in the NHL last night, saw Montreal down Buffalo 3-1. This is SRN Sports.
Early in the month, Giannis Antetokounmpo says it didn't make sense for him to sign the max contract extension that he was eligible for because he could make a lot more money next July. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Yesterday, Giannis changed his mind. He left nearly $80 million on the table to sign a three-year extension, potentially worth up to $186 million. He's now under contract through the 27-28 seasons. Bucks open up the NBA regular season Thursday night at home against Philadelphia. Vikings pulled off a major upset after topping the 49ers 22-17 Monday night. Kirk Cousins throwing for 378 yards and two touchdowns with a pick. Rookie Jordan Addison, seven catches, 123 yards and two scores. Vikings move into second place in the NFC North at 3-4.
Obviously, there's a great feeling in the locker room right now, and we've got a short week, and we go on the road in the division, and so they don't get easier from here. You just, you know, we talk about trying to go 1-0 each week, and win or lose, you kind of compartmentalize it, put it away, and go to the next one, and that's what we'll do. But, you know, we got to show we're a mature football team that after this can get right back to work and get the next one.
Kirk Cousins and the Vikings face the Packers at Lambeau on Sunday. Injuries piling up for Green Bay. Matt LaFleur offering no updates on injured players on Monday, but Christian Watson and defensive tackle Devontae Wyatt left Sunday's loss at Denver with knee injuries. Eric Stokes, Darnell Savage, and Luke Musgrave also leaving with injuries. NFL suspending Denver safety Kareem Jackson for four games for repeated violations of the unnecessary roughness rules. Jackson ejected from Sunday's game for the hit that he laid on Luke Musgrave. It was the second time the season that Jackson was ejected for an illegal hit. Badger quarterback Braden Locke named the Big Ten Freshman of the Week after guiding Wisconsin to a come-from-behind 25-21 victory at Illinois last Saturday. He completed 21 of 41 for 240 yards and two touchdowns in the win. Badgers will host Ohio State this Saturday at Camp Randall. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
I don't like scary movies because they scare me. To me, it's like, here's $14. Can I have that bad feeling? I'd like to feel horror. But what I really take issue with are scary movie previews, because that's 2 minutes of condensed horror I didn't sign up for. Sit down with your popcorn all happy. Hear the lady singers out of nowhere. You're like, this isn't good. Some pale kid in a dark room drawing with a crayon. That's the worst. Mom walks in. Hey, Billy, what are you drawing? I'm drawing you, Mama. And my new friend, Daryl. Oh, can I see Daryl? Sure, he's right above you.
Ready? Brand new country.
Freaking good. I love it. 98 Q Country. We've been swinging and missing. It ain't broke yet, but damn, it needs fixing. Been a while since you kissed, felt like kissing. It's just different. We've been talking about forever since we've been together. Something about a ring makes you think we're better off with all this.
is, but we're caught in between a rock and a hard place. Red wine and mistakes, tears rolling down your face. When I walked out that door, that's when I lost it. Midnight in Austin, and damn, I'm exhausted. What the hell's this all for? Is this where it mends or it breaks between a rock?
for today's hottest country.
The hottest. Hot country.
The hottest.
98Q Country.
Show off some of our best stuff.
Let's go.
We're ready to tear it up.
The world famous
98Q Country.
Been burning it at both ends. Been
Justin Moore, Priscilla Block there at EAQ at 7:39. 21 before 8. We're going to do a country classic triple shot. Haven't done that in a while here with Park Manor. Hold on for that in just a little bit. It is a Tuesday. We're going to see some nice temperatures today. But other than that, I'm not going to be very windy. So light wind, temperatures close to 60, but it looks like we're going to see some on and off rain showers. If you can pay attention out there, would you pay attention? If you pay attention out there, you may be able to slip in a walk or a little something with a dog on a leash today. But I'm not guaranteeing anything because the National Weather Service is telling us that today shall be cloudy. Shall be cloudy and mild with a couple of showers followed by a possible thunderstorm this afternoon. Those winds rather light out of the northeast. And our rain chances are kind of lingering with us through the week here. And enjoy the warmth because temperatures will fall rather quickly by the time Halloween rolls around a week from today. We will struggle to get past 32, 34 for the high temperature. All right, we're determining the World Series teams, right? We're getting the Rangers got in there. Anybody else? In Philly? I don't know what happened with the other one. When your team drops out, you kind of... I mean, unless you're really a diehard baseball fan, when your team drops out, you're kind of like, well, I'll watch it here and there. And you're not going to, usually not going to sit down and commit three and a half hours to the whole game. Unless you're really a diehard. Monday Night Football last night, the Vikings, I don't know what happened, but the Vikings offensive line has not been good the entire year. But it was good last night against what's supposed to be one of the best defenses in the NFL in San Francisco. And the Vikings, Kirk Cousins does not get sacked the entire game. How does that happen? How does that happen? San Francisco, again, one of the top teams. I know they lost last week, but the NFL every year just gets harder and harder to figure out. The Vikings beat San Francisco last night. So the Vikings are back in the mix. Good to be in the mix. Packers and Vikings Sunday at Lambeau Field. Packer fans were watching that game last night and thinking to themselves, Kirk Cousins is going to put a 50 spot on us on Sunday. That's what Packer fans were thinking. If we don't get to Cousins, he is going to light us up like an early December Christmas tree. Is going to be wow. So the Vikings got a couple of breaks in that game last night. But they created a couple too. And Purdy, the quarterback for the 49ers, he struggled. He had a couple of picks that were very costly in that contest. So Vikings are back in it. They're 3-4. The Packers are 2-4 because they've had the bye week already. They'll play Sunday at noon, 10 o'clock pregame. We got the Packers and Vikings for you right here. In case you want to go tromp around the woods or whatever and not watch it, we'll have it on the radio for you on Sunday. So Halloween is 1 week away, 1 week from today. A lot of Halloween activities this weekend, of course, with the weekend before, with Halloween being on a Tuesday. So whatever you're doing, whatever you're dressing up as, it always amazes me how when you look back, when I look back at my youth and all, I mean, we dressed up every Halloween. You know, the parents dropped us off on one end of the town and said, all right, it's 4 o'clock. I'll see you at 7. And that was it. We just kind of walked the town. We did the whole thing. And all the costumes that I put on from what I should remember as like 4 or 5 years old, you start remembering things all the way through junior high. I struggle to remember. The only costume I ever remember is the one I have a picture of me dressed as a grandmother. Had a little shawl on, that was cute. It was all right. But I don't remember the other ones. You'd think it's such Halloween. I remember it was such a great time as a kid. It was fun. It was, the festive. But I look back and just like, I can't even hardly remember what are the costumes I had on. I guess it's more of your mind remembers more of the emotions and the memories than I guess it does the physical costumes. Whatever you got going on with Halloween, good luck. Some people are hardcore into Halloween, and some are just like, don't want to put that on. Whatever it is, enjoy. The NBA season gets underway officially tonight. The Bucks will play on Thursday. The Bucks, Giannis, that was a surprise. It didn't sound like Giannis Antetokounmpo was real interested in signing an extension, but he did. 3-year, did you see this? $62 million a year. That's $186 million over 3 years for Giannis. And I still think he's underpaid. I think the amount of revenue that these guys bring in, the NBA is a worldwide sport. And that's why they do so well financially. The ratings in the U.S. are, you know, it's still popular in the U.S., but TV ratings are not to the point where you look at it and you say, oh, boy, you know, that's really popular. But worldwide. And that's why the NFL is doing what they're doing. Their NFL is trying to get to Germany and trying to get to other parts of the world to increase their revenue every year. Because the NBA is already there. I mean, they're already there with the worldwide reach. So Giannis gets a 3-year extension at $186 million. Today is National Bologna Day. We love a good bologna sandwich, don't you? We all know that we're not doing ourselves any favor with that. You know, you put a slice of bologna and a piece of processed cheese. I was just amazed the other day to learn that so many of these cheese slices that you get in the, just a little thin little plastic wrapper around them. You know, you buy the package, those little thin slices, there's like 15 or 20 of them. I was just amazed to find out that most of those, there's no cheese in those at all. Just not absolutely no cheese and no nutritional value. It's like a glorified piece of plastic. So get yourself some real cheese. Come on, Wisconsin people. We don't eat fake cheese, do we? Unless the other stuff is really expensive, of course. The cost of food continues to be just crazy. Super fog. Did you see this? Boy, the super fog. 158 people, 158 cars piled up in New Orleans. This happened yesterday near Interstate 55, actually yesterday morning. Seven people perished in this. 25 others went to the hospital. I don't know the logistics of this, but I do know driving a lot that when it gets foggy and kind of rainy and misty, there's just a certain percentage of people, they just don't slow down. They just go. I don't even know how they can see where they're going. This is a 158 car pileup in New Orleans, and that happened yesterday morning. Anything else here? National Hockey League is going. Yeah, we're gearing up for winter sports around the area. It'll be a couple weeks here. I think the first official game is like November 14th for winter sports. High school football playoffs continue. We wish the best to the Prentice and Mercer volleyball teams. If they both win on Thursday, they'll play each other for the right to go to state on Saturday. That'd be cool. So we wish the best to both of those teams as they adventure on into sectionals. Both teams, Prentice and Mercer, have home games on Thursday night at 7 o'clock.
I feel like I'm constantly cleaning hair off my bathroom floor. At least my Swiffer Sweeper makes it easy. Swiffer heavy-duty dry cloths have ultra-thick pads to trap and lock hairs, like a hair magnet. And when I'm finished cleaning up my hair, Swiffer takes care of his too. Now the hair's gone, all thanks to Swiffer. Try Swiffer Sweeper heavy-duty dry cloths. I promise you'll love them or your money back. And also try Swiffer Sweeper Wet to make quick work of tough, sticky messes.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP, next to McDonald's.
Join us at Northwood Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin, where tradition meets taste. Terry's Culinary Touch brings exceptional homemade dishes served daily from 4 to 8 p.m. Don't miss out on our weekly specials. Shrimp Palooza on Wednesdays for just $15. Pasta Flights on Thursdays and Friday Fish Fry Extravaganza featuring cod, bluegill, perch, salmon, shrimp, or even flounder. Plus, indulge in Lisa's exquisite desserts and perfectly paired signature cocktails. On Saturdays, savor prime rib. Located at the intersections of Highway 13 and 70 in Fifield, Wisconsin, marked by iconic Big Deer. Now accepting reservations at 715-762-4447 for holiday parties. Join us for a memorable dining experience.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-567-2261. 800-567-2261. 800-567-2261.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
There's a whole lot of savings going on now at Staples. During Staples Sit-A-Thon, you can save up to $150 on select office and desk chairs. And when you buy a chair, you save 25% on desks, storage solutions, and office accessories. Plus, your local Staples now accepts Amazon returns. And when you return an Amazon order at Staples, you receive a coupon for $10 off your next $30 Staples purchase. Now is definitely the time to save at Staples. Chair offer ends 10/28 in store only. Exclusions apply on Amazon offer.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Mostly cloudy for today. Showers and storms in the area. Highs top out near 58 degrees. Winds variable around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, more showers. Storms still possible. Lows drop to 46. Winds north around 5 miles per hour. Wednesday, few showers stay possible before noon. Otherwise, cloudy. Highs make it into the upper 50s. Winds remain north around 5 miles per hour. Wednesday night, mainly cloudy. Chance for showers redeveloping. Storm is also possible again. Lows fall back to 48. And then Thursday, showers likely. Storms continue to be possible as well, especially before noon. I'm Phil Jensko in the Weatherology Weather Center. Right now, it's 48.
Let's get a triple shot. Oh, by the way, weather brought to you by Hansen HVAC. Heating and cooling, your local Armstrong air dealer of Phillips and Manitowish Waters. Let's go to 1989. This is kind of a weird year. I was looking at some of the songs from this year, and country was transitioning from older traditional country to the newer sound of country. And it's kind of some lost country classics in here. These were three of the biggest hits from 1989. They belong to Ricky Skaggs, Ricky Van Shelton, and this one from Patti Loveless, our Park Manor triple shot, three biggies from the year 1989.
Oh,
and a million old feelings come rushing in, start tearing to pieces what it took years to mend. She's living proof, true love never dies.
Shot of country classics, Patti Loveless, that one from Ricky Van Shelton, and this one from Ricky Skaggs. Ricky Skaggs, big one from 1989 in our Park Manor triple shot.
Gonna be no one
for you, only me sometime. Sweet destiny will open up your heart.
If you like songs about dive bars, good friends, and big trucks,